it appears that we face a lot of apathy among American believers today in so many ways. And many Christians don't seem to be upset about the things that we should be upset about. Romans chapter 12 and verse 9 tells us, for instance, to abhor that which is evil. And Ephesians 5:10 says, well, that we are to reprove the works of darkness. And with those thoughts in mind, my question is simply this: how do we preach the message of putting our faith in action without crossing the line into scare tactics or sensationalism? And we know that a lot of preachers have gotten involved with that down through the years.
Sure, absolutely. I think we need to go back to the prime directive. Christ has left us one command, and that is to take the gospel to the end of the earth, beginning in our own neighborhood. And how are we going to do that effectively? Paul says that we should let our speech be always with grace. Frankly, I don't see a lot of gracious speech on Facebook. I see a lot of zingers. And I know zingers are tempting because it's a lot of fun to nail an idiot, you know?
That's true.
But I don't see any biblical basis for that kind of talk. One of the problems we have is that scare tactics in particular are by definition, they're exaggerations. That means they're inherently untruthful. Truth is an attribute of God, and the falsehood is not our friend. It is not part of our cause. I've seen conservative publications and videos and so on that I could prove were lying, and they knew they were lying. There's no excuse for that. That shouldn't be in our toolbox. I'd love to see us begin to surprise our opponents by demonstrating grace and justice and fairness and most especially love, to weep when our opponents weep, and to set it up so that, you know, everybody's going to be in trouble someday. Everybody's going to need help. And when that day comes, I think it would be awesome if my political opponents thought of me and said, he'll help me, I'm going to go to him.
Dan, as somebody who's been in office, I can say that kind of an attitude would turn a lot of heads. It's not
Absolutely.
That it's not practiced. You hardly ever see it. But at the end of the day, it's something that is frankly desired. But I don't think people know how to respond that way. And obviously, we're talking about it here. That only comes when somebody knows Jesus Christ or when we act in obedience.